This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. I really do believe that theatre in schools is a must, and that educators shortchange our students and limit their potential by narrowly prioritising bookish activities with an eye of making them industry-ready to fit into available employment. And play is denied. Play is seen not as pragmatic, yet theatre in education can provide the kind of structured play that can feed creativity while developing students' imagination, dexterity, whatever you want to put in that category. Play is important to healthy brain development. This weekend, a student-directed festival is being held, and I have two young student directors with me, and they are Jing Hong and Megan Kaur. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
First, tell us, how old are you?
I'm 17 this year.
And I'm 16 this year.
The last year of secondary school.
Yes.
Yep.
This is not your first time participating in mm-hmm. this student-directed festival. This is the third year the festival is running.
Yes. This is my second year participating in SDF, and I feel excited, actually.
Yeah. This is my third year participating in SDF, but for the past 2+3 years, I've always done something different. So that's been really interesting.
Meaning that you participated as an actor
yeah.
at one time, maybe stage managing,
yes,
and
yes,
this is the
yes.
first time as a director.
Yes, that's true.
What is the format of this? Were you just given plays to direct, or were you first formed into groups? What was the process?
Well, you start off by choosing your teammates, because we don't direct alone. We direct with partners.
Yeah.
And so it's in a really group setting. So once you
get to choose the partners you work with.
Yeah.
The whole team?
The whole team.
You get to choose the directors, you get to choose your stagehands, you get to choose your actors also.
Actually, we only get to choose our directors, and then we'll hold auditions for the actors we think suits the role of our script.
And then the stage managers are paired by the teachers.
Where did you get your script from?
The internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were not handed a script and say, go to.
Nope. We needed to find something that spoke to us, something that we wanted to tell. And the internet's great.
How many plays are being performed, do you know?
18.
18.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, that both of you are staging comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something tells me that out of the 18, I suspect a high number are comedies.
I think this year, yeah, a majority are comedic plays. And that's really up to the directors themselves, because we get to choose whether we want to stage a dramatic piece or a comedic piece.
I wonder if it's not that it's easier. It's easier to engage the audience with a short comedic piece rather than a dramatic piece, because drama seems to require the kind of development.
Yeah.
So you went to the internet with your team of two other directors, you read a whole bunch, and then you negotiated amongst mm-hmm. yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part about doing a play with two other directors?
Well, the hardest part is actually deciding the script. We actually took like a really long time to pick a script, because each person has their own opinion on what kind of play they want to direct, but we're doing it as a team, so we have to agree on one, which took quite a long time.
Yeah, I agree with that. I completely agree.
So how did you go about negotiating? Like, you know, scissors, rock, stone or something like that?
No, so everyone has to go on the internet and just read and read and read and read. And then we'll kind of finalize to maybe the top 3 best ones. And then we need to have a big discussion. You know, which play has the strongest message? What can we do with each play? And give and take. We have to compromise with each other because it's a group work, right?
Tell me about the pieces that you have selected. We'll start with you, Jing Hong.
Yes, the piece I've selected is There Can Only Be One. It's about like how comic books are really valuable when it's really rare. And it's about how a lady, she's a collector, but she doesn't seem like one at first. And she goes in to buy this comic book, and there's only 2 left in the world. The other one's lost, but what the seller, Barry, he doesn't know that she has the last one. So he was kind of trying to con her, and she was trying to get it. And, like, there's a lot of drama going on. But in the end, I think it shows, really shows how human mentality always tend to go to a bit, like, competitive kind of way.
Is this a two-hander?
Yeah.
And Megan, what's your play about?
The play I'm directing is called Admit One, written by Mike Shelton. It's about a businesswoman who comes across an actor acting as a homeless person. And the main message that you get, it's about how we all make impressions on strangers that we don't even meet, whether it be a positive or negative opinion. And also about the unpredictability of life.
In the process of working with these actors, who are also your peers, right?
Yes.
Yes.
What was easy or what's difficult about working with your peers, dealing with a play that, if I'm not mistaken, these are written about adults?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you are working with young people your own age and who might not have the same kind of experiences as the adults in the play. What do you have to do?
Well, we always have sessions, and we have this session dedicated just to get their character right. We wrote backgrounds, history, and family, like friends, how they've been through their life, just to get the character done. And we actually had a lot of help from our friends, families, and teachers especially. They really showed us how to mold our actors into the characters we want. And it wasn't really easy because personally, I know my actors quite well, and I'm not that, like, straight out to tell them, because I'm not brave enough to, like, tell them how to act, because they're my friends. So it took a really long process, but eventually we got there, so I'm actually pretty proud of that.
Yeah. I think, yeah, there's only so much we can do in a short rehearsal time, so imagination is a really great thing to tell them to perhaps do some research on what people, you know, the way people behave in certain situations, and yeah, build up like a really colorful backstory for their characters, and that's how they tell their story.
Actually, I quite like what you have said in terms of, like, you are working with your friends, folks you see every day in school, and it makes it quite difficult to tell them, hey, this is not working, or that I don't like what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have to beat around the bush, or you just say, okay, I have to give up on this, or whatever?
I think it's good to give, like, constructive criticism in a nice way, so we don't ever bring them down, like, oh, you did this wrong. You know, do it all in a nice way so that we can all improve together, because we all make mistakes.
Yeah, and what we practice in our sessions, like rehearsing sessions, are really professional. We try to do it as professional as possible. So we kind of put our past emotions to the side and try to work on the piece we're working on.
I would think that's a very, very difficult thing when you're working with actors, when you're demanding them to be emotional and at the same time you're saying put aside your emotions.
Yeah, it is.
When did you start?
For my group, we actually started searching for scripts late last year. There are two other directors that I'm working with, Howie and Kai Ming. And we actually worked together on a device theatre piece last year. And after that, we were like, you know, SCF is next year. We can be directors. Let's start working. So we started looking for the scripts.
So last year, you were devising a play?
Yeah, last year.
And these are the same people that you devised with. You were an actor then, I suppose.
Yes.
And this year, the three of you have decided you're going to become directors.
For SCF, yes.
How much time are you spending working on this play to stage it this coming weekend?
We have rehearsals about once or twice a week. And
how much time do you spend during rehearsals?
About 2 hours each rehearsal. And that can be a bit tricky because with our school schedule and exams and tests, it's a bit hard sometimes to find proper rehearsal times. But
sometimes we just can't get 100% attendance because
with a two-hander, you cannot get 100% attendance.
Yeah, actually, occasionally.
you know, students, you have a very busy schedule. How are your parents taking this? Or how are the parents of your colleagues, your actor, fellow actors and directors, you know, parents, how are they dealing with this?
I would say parents generally do support their kids because...
They're not saying, go study, give this up.
No, but I do know that parents are concerned. You know, they want you to focus on your studies. But this is something that we want to do. So I think as long as we can find the perfect balance of time to work on that, then I think that's fine.
Yeah, actually for me, the same. My parents were a bit skeptical at first, but after some time of convincing...
Skeptical that you will stay with the project or skeptical that this will come to fruition? What? Skeptical in what sense?
Like, they weren't sure what I was doing until the SDF came and they watched. Then they were like, oh...
This was last year.
Yeah, this was last year. That's how I actually got started. So they're like, oh, so that's the kind of thing you do and it's not bad, actually. Then they got me enrolled into more of the drama practice, like in SDF. So that's where I am now. I'm glad that I have supportive parents.
Why is drama important to you? I suspect that might not be a career that you're going after.
I think that the arts and education is really important because it's a space where you can let your imagination run wild in a good way and create and come up with unique ideas that are brand new and refreshing. And with drama, everything is not black and white, right or wrong. You know, there's always possibility for different opinions. And that's what I like about it.
Just to add on, drama really brings out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because it teaches you a lot of stage confidence and how to analyze a situation and directly, like instantly, find a solution to it. It really helps in character building.
Character building for the person who is participating.
Yes.
And it's not like character building has to build an act, the character, the role that you're playing. One last question. Through this experience, what have you learned about yourself since Jing Hong suggested that this is about a process of growing?
Well, it has taught me how to be more professional and nicer into giving comments because I'm actually not that nice before here. It has taught me how to put in more effort and how to manage my time more because we have to balance study and SDF. And personally, I do a lot of sports and three things to balance, but you get used to it after some time, so I'm quite happy.
Megan?
I would say one thing is learning how to put in the best efforts and produce the most quality piece of work when there's a lot of things going on. Because it's senior year, there's many, many things going on right now. But I still want to do the best that I can for my play. And that's what I've learned.
Well, thank you, Megan Koh and Jing Hong. The Student Directed Festival 2017 is being held this weekend and next weekend at Sri Emas International School in Petaling Jaya, starting Friday and running through Sunday. Two different lineup of shows each weekend, respectively. Shows on Friday and Saturdays are at 7:30 p.m. and then 3 p.m. on Sundays. Tickets are priced at $25 for one show and $40 for both. One show per weekend. This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.